You're listening to Radiola.
Once a wandering ne'er-do-well, just a vagrant roving fellow, I went my way. Life was just a joke to tell, like a lonely punchinello, my role was gay. But I knew that joke was aimless. Time went on, I liked the game less. For you see, somewhere lurked a spark divine, and I kept wondering whether mine would come to be. Then my fortune turned and I found you. Here you are with my arms around you. You will never know what you've meant to me. You are the prize that heaven has sent to me. Here's a bright and a beautiful world, all new, wrapped up in you. You are alone here in my arms, where you belong, and here you will stay. I'll not let you away. I want day after day with you. You are a spring, but of romance unfurled. You taught me to see one truth forever true. You are love, wonder of all the world. Where you go with me, heaven will always be.
James Melton. Oh, boy. And my wife said he probably had a lot of hearts, Melton. Well, it's true. And, boy, what a singer. What a song. You Are Love, 1932. Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein II. from Showboat, and that is... the thing about some of the music from Showboat, or a lot of the stuff that Kern wrote, it does have a Viennese bounce to it, almost a Franz Lehár quality, but it's so delightful, and it's beautiful music. Kern was highly regarded by other songwriters of his generation, and I have to say that regard was not misplaced. And even though he did hark back to almost a Straussian or a Lehár quality to his writing and instances like that, but just beautiful stuff. And I was auditioning that stuff, listening, and I was unabashedly weeping over this stuff. I have to say, just gorgeous stuff. And I'm just I have a natural hunger for schmaltz in my musical diet, so help me. That was, as I say, on a Columbia reissue of the original Brunswick from 1932. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola, and I'll try to keep it together here for this show here. This is an internet-only broadcast of Radiola. Normally, this show is heard on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. But now, tonight, this Friday, I'm just winging it here in Utica, and this is a winter song edition, and you can hear the occasional blast of wind outside the window. It's a deeply chilly day. Well below freezing, and that's only appropriate for the season, and a thin crust of snow is visible from where I sit. It's definitely that kind of day. So let's keep warm. Let's listen to some more music here. I just picked up some odd things, and some of those things, and this will seem to have a theme, but I hope not. Here's Fyodor Chaliapin. Let's go a little bit concert, a little bit classical here, from 1910, about the Song of the Volga Boatman. Oh,
when my age was 23, I got little salary. Still I knew so much I thought I'd marry. Papa said, take my advice, married life is very nice, but before you marry, carry tarry, think it over carefully. For with the girls you may walk 1,000 miles, but keep away from those church aisles. You can take a walk with Carrie down a pretty shady lane. You can take a moonlight stroll with Mary, but stroll right back again. On a dozen beaches with a dozen peaches, you can go for a quiet little talk. But when you stroll to the strains of the wedding march, it's a long, long walk. Papa's words I listened to, his advice was sound I knew, but so well I love this little fairy, that this time I heeded not, and though Papa dear was hot, I eloped to marry Airy Carry. Later I felt rather blue, and every time that I walked with the kid all night, it made me feel Papa was right. You can take a walk with Carrie down a pretty shady lane. You can take a moonlight stroll with Mary, but stroll right back again. On a dozen beaches with a dozen peaches, you can go for a quiet little talk. But when you stroll to the strains of the wedding march, it's a long, long walk. Thank you.
And we finished that set in much different fashion than we started it. The Victor Military Band from 1913, a song I've heard recorded by James Reese Europe, a slightly different version, a little more whooping and hollering with Europe, but the Victor Military Band managed to keep it all together, very disciplined fashion, although it was a dance record. It was a turkey trot or a two-step, whichever you preferred. Too much mustard. And I guess things do get spicy. Before that, Billy Murray, To the Strains of That Wedding March, 1910. Beginning with the song of the Volga Boatman. No, I'm not making a statement here. That was 1910, recorded by Fyodor Chaliapin. And let me pause here a minute to say that next week I am planning a very special program. As soon as I am able to edit it and put it together, it will be available next Friday. It'll be broadcast on WHCL next Friday night. But last week on December 5th, I did an interview with Rich Connedy at his home in Hudson, New York. And it was a wonderful afternoon. We talked for a couple of hours. We sat around playing records for a while. It was a wonderful afternoon. And I want to thank Rich so much for his participation. And I know it's going to be a wonderful program. You're really going to enjoy it. And Rich, of course, has been the host of the big broadcast on WFUV-FM down in the Bronx for ages. He started there 37 years ago. So if you want to hear the voice of authority, you'll hear it next week here on Radiola. And I'm an upstart. I've been only at it for 5 years, but Rich has a lot of insight into the music and his history with it and his enthusiasm for it. And I know you're really going to enjoy that. And I also want you to check out his program, which is archived at WFUV.org. So please do check that out. We're going to continue with Bill Werges and his orchestra. And Bill Werges, essentially, that was a Harry Reeser group. It was all the Reeser people on there in 1925. And this does not refer to anything topical, although it just as well might. Owing to some certain golfer that could be mentioned. Here's Bill Werges and his orchestra, 1925, Cheatin' on Me. Thank you.
Where in the world did the money come from? Please let me ask it. Who filled her basket? The storybook they never tell. They said that she found a wolf in Granny's bed, a big sunbonnet pulled over his head. But you know and I know what she found instead. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
Yeah, that was a rather unfortunate tone to that set, I have to say. It kind of, it was getting, thematically. Mike Speciale's orchestra, great recording. Again, one I've heard most of my adult life and a lot of my adolescence, going way back to, I was a young child when I first heard this record. Great record. Mammy Chasing Blues is the name of it. 1925. Red Nichols is on there, many, many great musicians. That's a perfect as well. That was, Mike Special. Great band, and I'll be playing another one of those a little bit later. Before that, Tommy Christian, again, Tommy Christian. How could Red Riding Hood? Ah, yeah, 1926. Well, how couldn't she? Bill Wurgis began with Cheatin' on Me, 1925, and nothing about Eldrick in there at all. This is Radiola, and I'm trying to create an Eldrick-free zone here. This is an internet-only program. I'm Andy Sr., sending it out to you. And normally I'm on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Continuing with two more selections from Showboat. Here's James Melton again, Victor Young and the Orchestra, 1932. Gorgeous, gorgeous recording. Make Believe.
The game of just supposing is the sweetest game I know. Our dreams are more romantic than the world we see. And if the things we dream about don't happen to be so, that is just an unimportant technicality. So the cold and brutal fact is, you and I have never met. We need not mind conventions, P's and Q's. If we put our thoughts in practice, we can banish all regret. Imagining most anything we choose. We could make believe I love you. Could make believe that you love me. Others find peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we make believe our lips are blending in a phantom kiss. Or a two or a three, might as well make believe I love you, or to tell the truth, I do. to tell the truth.
The Countess Olga Albani and Frank Munn in 32, Victor Young's orchestra, Why Do I Love You? And that was a nice piece from Showboat. Before that, we had James Melton, Make Believe. Lovely sounds. And we're going to continue now on Radiola with Jimmy Flynn. And this is one, again, some of these records were in very questionable condition, could not be played all the way through, or they were playing in not terrific condition, but I was able to get some good sound out of these things, which otherwise might have been skeet. So, you know, sometimes you got records that don't look too good. You can clean them up. You can do something with them and save them for, you know, for later, you know, posterity and those guys. Well, let's see what posterity thinks. Here's Jimmy Flynn in 1926 on an old perfect. The Roses Brought Me You.
Just rolling along. quitting the blues of the world. Just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, par, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, way on top. Just rolling along, and don't push, just rolling along. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, par, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world. Just rolling along, just rolling along.
By the store, raised a lot of times before. But of all the ones you've heard, this one is the real last word. I fell and how, can't stop me now. She's got that, she's got this, can she hug, can she kiss? Oh boy, what a girl. Wants me here, wants me there, wants me near, everywhere. Oh boy, what a girl. All the other girls are far behind her. Oh gosh, hope nobody else will find her. Ain't so much what she knows when she loves, how she goes. Oh boy, what a girl. She's got that, she's got this, can she hug, can she kiss? Oh boy, what a girl. I'll say she's got hot lips, dimpled knees, Spanish hips. Oh boy, what a girl. When she gets me warm around the collar, I would gladly give up my last dollar. Not too thin, not too fat, some of this, lots of that. Oh boy, what a girl. People wonder why I smile. They can see it for a mile. How can anybody frown with my baby hanging round? I've raved before, I'll rave some more. She's got that, she's got this, can she hug, can she kiss? Oh boy, what a girl. Not too dumb, not too bright, not too much appetite. Oh boy, what a girl. Oh gee, and is she a real heartbreaker? Oh gosh, she'll put quakes in any quaker. Never goes very far, but in some fella's car. Oh boy, what a girl. Honey, oh gosh, how that girl can spend my money. Quiet when she's about, but when I take her out, oh boy, what a girl. Oh boy, what a girl.
And that was Arthur Fields. Oh boy, what a girl, 1925. And Arthur spent his childhood about 2 miles down the road from where I'm speaking to you right now. The same street, too. Whitesboro. Uh-huh. Yep, indeed. I'm not going to give you a GPS here, but I'm just saying. We're in proximity to Arthur Fields' old stomping grounds here in Utica. Before that, Irving Kaufman, another upstate lad who made good. Irving was from Syracuse. I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't push me. That kills me. I mean, I cackled for about 15 minutes after I heard that. Jimmy Flynn began with "The Roses Brought Me You." Lovely song from 1926. We're going to continue with Mike Special again. Jimmy Flynn on the vocal on another perfect. "I Want to Go Where You Go, Do What You Do, and Then I'll Be Happy." Unless you get a restraining order. From And there's Lou Gold, and that is the most amazing recording of Song of the Vagabonds, taking it a notch up. A jazzy Song of the Vagabonds. I love it. They're not only saying the hell with Burgundy, they're saying the hell with decorum in general. That was wild. That was from 1925, another perfect recording, saved from certain oblivion by me. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola. And before that you heard Mike Speciale, however you wish to pronounce it, I Want to Go Where You Go, with Jimmy Flynn on the vocal from 1925. And then I'll be happy, as it should be said. Anyway, if you want to find this playlist or any other playlist, check out Radiola Blog. Also, further announcements regarding next week's show, which will be a special interview with Rich Connedy and his selection of music. And it was a wonderful afternoon that we spent, and I am looking forward to having that on the air and online for your enjoyment. And that will be next week. And we're going to finish now with a recording, another 1910 recording by John Young. But I think this is very appropriate to finish our program. Meet me tonight in Dreamland.
Dreamland, where love's sweet rose and blue.